Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, stuck in the middle. You heard Kyle Dubas in that clip pretty much sound like a guy who discovered one of those self-help financial books in the offseason.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad or something like
something
that.
Something by Dave Ramsey.
Susie Orman or whatever her name
where
was.
Now it's about being responsible with your money.
Cash is king.
And not, yeah, and making sure they're short-term cheap deals and nothing that, no Ryan Graves deals is what he's saying.
Yeah,
he learned the error of his ways.
Too much.
Well, that's he took a swing last year,
and it
didn't work
horribly.
And now he's completely shifted. They've done a total 180 on how they're trying to put a team together. They're not, Chris. I know you're saying rebuild, but they're not doing either. They're not rebuilding, and they're not competing for a championship.
There's something he said.
They are in the middle.
There's something he said in there that I think he claimed, you know, he doesn't want to be, but I think it's actually exactly what he's building towards. We don't want to be a team that sneaks into the playoffs by 1 point. That is exactly what he would like to be. We gave Neil Huntington tons of crap, and frankly, I think Cherington does the same thing with the Pirates.
Oh, so you think he's lying about that? You think he actually is trying to get in by the skin of his teeth?
Well, when you talk about, like bringing in guys who can maybe help you on short-term deals that tacitly are not really that expensive, you're automatically limiting the class of player you're actually going to be going after then. So you're hoping you can get these marginal upgrade veterans who maybe click in your system, the anti-Ryan Graves, and are just solid players for you. Dubas is not dumb. He knows that. Was he the guy who said goalies are voodoo? He knows that all it takes.
Okay, well then why give Tristan Jarry a 5-year deal over $5 million?
Never made sense. Never made sense. I wish they would have traded him.
Well, then is he smart? You're saying he's not a dumb guy.
He was one of those. Well, I'll get to that in a second. Glad you brought that up. I think he would ideally like to blow this thing up.
That's what Yoey wrote.
But the reason that
he can't because of Sid.
Not because of Sid only. The ownership group doesn't want to blow this team up. They want to try to get a competitor because
and apparently they want to collect as many Boston guys as possible.
Because,
Donnie, can you see if any more Boston any more free agents are from Beantown? Let's see if there's any other eligible free agents out there they can bring in.
They want to. They probably know.
We could talk about what's the name
level
of that college tournament?
Bean Pot. Yeah. Donnie, can you name the four teams that play in the Bean Pot tournament?
I would go with Boston U.
One.
Boston College.
Two. Oh man, he's halfway home.
I probably won't get the other two.
Think of a very famous university that's in Boston. My boys.
Harvard.
Yeah, okay. Oh, this is the toughie, though.
Is it?
I'm not even sure if I know the fourth school.
I'm pretty sure I've got it right here in my head.
I mean, is it like one of those like small schools in Boston, I assume? Or like is it on a similar level to...
It's a school that I think people have actually heard of before. It's a directional school. That gives Pony.
Oh. Is it Northeastern?
There it is.
Very good. To let me finish here, like I will just say, I do think that they want, in a perfect world, Dubas would blow it up, but I think ownership and the players don't want that to happen for various reasons, selfish or otherwise, or business related. So I think Dubas then is trying to do what he wants to do here, stockpile as many picks as possible, and hey, if they somehow sneak in because Sid continues to be brilliant and maybe Malkin and Letang and Carlson, the power play is better than it was last year, which would be hard to be worse. He knows that goalies can get hot randomly. Even if it ends up being Jari, who knows? He just gets on an all-time heater. They win a couple of rounds, and suddenly people are a lot happier again because they at least won a playoff series or two. Like, that would be conference finals, but you know what I mean. And I think he's trying to live in both worlds, even though I think Kyle Dubas's brain is firmly, like, if he is a doctor and he's evaluating the patient, he knows what they need, but they won't let him operate.
So Matt Wenzel from the Post-Gazette, who covers the Penguins, is speculating that he thinks the cap space could be used to bring in Jeff Skinner, who the Sabres bought out.
Mm-hmm.
And Skinner is, we know, very small.
Not a big man.
24 goals, 22 assists last year. He is 32 years old. He is a left winger. You can put him on Sid's left wing, which apparently is another thing they want.
Is he going to be looking for a massive payday if they bought him out, though? Or is he going to go to a situation where maybe he can... Because that's the other thing. They're not a desirable situation like they used to be.
How about playing with Sid?
That's still desirable. Don't
well,
get
that's
me...
where he'd play.
Okay, but is it desirable when you compare it to a team that might have a spot for him on one of their top two lines?
I think it's more desirable for Skinner than it is for me as a Penguins fan.
My point is, if he was going to, if it was like the Penguins or name any handful of Easter, who just lost a left wing via a trade rights deal?
I feel like Carolina's exactly. lost about all their team. He
go
could maybe go
there.
Back there.
Right. You can always go home again. I don't know. Like, I just...
That doesn't do much for me because it's the same thing. It's more guys in their 30s. He's been a good player for a long time, but how does he really move the needle for them? Does he get them to a point where they're a fringe playoff team and they're just good enough now? You swap out Riley Smith for him, it's enough of an upgrade where they become a playoff team? I guess that's conceivable. And
but
yes, we've seen hockey luck, dumb luck, puck luck in the playoffs where lower seeds. We didn't see it this year, but most years there's a random team. The bottom line for me with Dubas is, it feels to me like his best case scenario is this team surprisingly contends and competes, but he does very little in the way of bringing in players this offseason to make that happen.
He just says, well, no, I think if I were going to distill it down to one sentence about how they would surprisingly compete, their power play is better. That's it. The power play that they brought in Erik Karlsson to run performs at a higher level and they make the playoffs.
I'm saying he doesn't throw money and resources at this year's team.
Yeah,
if they do it, great.
To.
If they don't, he's fine with that too. Because he's not going anywhere.
Nope.
He's got no jobs. No one's got job security questions with them. Sullivan's a Boston guy, so he gets to coach as long as he wants. Plus, he's the Olympic coach now. They're not firing him.
Nope.
Dubas, they just brought in on a long-term deal and had to pay him out the ass. The Malkin's on a no-movement clause. Letang's on a no-movement clause. Russ's on a no-movement clause. I think Raquel's got at least a modified no-movement clause,
Club
if not
Med,
a full
baby.
Thing.
You're a member for life. What about, like, in the NWO, Donnie? What about Starkey, who said, trade for Evander Kane? Now, I brought that up to you, and you said he and Sid are not exactly pals.
They're not.
Evander Kane. And also, you want to talk about an erratic presence if he's not playing well. I would say that Evander Kane qualifies as such.
It's another guy in their 30s, and I will say, don't you think if someone who was a win away from winning the Stanley Cup wants to get somebody off their roster and they're not losing him in free agency where money is the issue and they're just like, well, please take this player.
Also, doesn't he
we don't
not
want him anymore.
Doesn't he not want to move his no movement clause?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's also the case with him, is that he has one and he doesn't want to waive it. They're just, I feel like we are all, not flailing, I think we're on point here, don't get me wrong. But I think there is like a bit of overall flailing at, like, this is what it looks like when a team that, for most of our listeners who are maybe us, our age or younger, has been competitive almost the entirety of their lives. This is what it looks like when a team really doesn't have another play available to them. It's jarring for people to see the Penguins look like one of the NHL's middle tier rank and file teams and operate.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.